Back on the Lance J Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 141, HUR Voices. Once again, really, really excited to be on this new platform. And a shout out again to all of our listeners that followed us over from terrestrial radio and are supporting us in this venture on Sirius XM Radio. I'm trying to ingratiate myself to the new audience. And one of the segments that's a reoccurring segment, and a lot of people on radio do this, this is my top five dead or alive segment. It's kind of the Lance J Power Rankings. I try not to keep it boring because list radio can suck at times. And I try to talk about obscure topics that may not be in mainstream media. So I'll bring up something like I did a top five dead or alive once on my favorite moments from A Different World, the television series, which was better than The Cosby Show. As I watch A Different World with my wife pretty much in a loop, constantly in the background of the Lewis household. And I might do a top five dead or alive. I mean, it could be my favorite MCs and stuff like that. But individuals identify with lists. Lists are easy for people to comprehend. And I think if you keep the content interesting and compelling, some people get too much and too deep into list radio, and then it becomes a little bit stale. But I do want to talk about specifically the NFL draft, because as a sports journalist and someone that's in the sports media and has been on ESPN Radio, been on NBC Sports Radio, and have covered sports for many years, I'm very interested in the NFL draft. The NFL draft is one of my favorite times of year. I'm one of those guys that looks at the draft board. I'm an Indianapolis Colts fan. I'm always looking at how the Indianapolis Colts can better their draft. I'm a big college football fan. College football is probably the sport that I follow the most, because I grew up in Columbus, Ohio, where there were no NFL teams. At the time, there were no NHL teams. There's no baseball in Columbus, Ohio. There's AAA. There's no basketball. I think we had the Columbus Horizon, which is the equivalent of the G League at that time. So all we had was Ohio State football. So I grew up understanding who was on Ohio State's roster and who was on Michigan's roster and who was on Michigan State's roster and Iowa's roster and all of the teams in the Big Ten, Penn State. And then over the years, the SEC really rose to power, and you're following Alabama, you're following Georgia now, you have Clemson in the ACC. You always had great teams out at Notre Dame and out at USC growing up when I was a kid. So you look at those players and you say, man, I would love to see that strong safety suiting up for the Colts. We really need that person. For example, I am hoping and praying that Brock Bowers falls to my Indianapolis Colts at 15, because we need a playmaking tight end badly for our new young quarterback, Anthony Richardson. So that's kind of how I view college football and its feeder system into the NFL. But I've been basically watching. I watched the Combine. And the Combine is amazing because NFL Network does such a great job of covering the Combine. And you can see over the years, I've been watching the NFL Combine for probably 20 years. And back in the day, you had the myth of Bo Jackson running a 4.1 at the Combine. I'm here to tell you, Bo Jackson is an amazing specimen of an athlete. But Bo Jackson did not run a 4.1 at the Combine. Neither did Deion Sanders. That's just not true. I think Deion legitimately ran a 4.2, though. And I know back then you didn't have the electronic timing. You had the stopwatch and all of that. But that's the same logic that people online think that Cat Williams at age 52 ran a 4.940, which is also not true. But I digress. I'm gonna go to my top five dead or alive. So these are predictions based on watching the Combine and looking at everybody that's come out and kind of the lay of the land. These are my top five predictions for the NFL draft and beyond. So cue the music. Number five, Xavier Worthy. Speaking of really fast people, Xavier Worthy ran the fastest electronic time in the history of the Combine. He ran a 4.21, which is amazing. My prediction is that Xavier Worthy will be a bust. And the reason that I have that prediction, every year there's some guy that boosts their draft stock by running a 4.3 or a 4.2. I remember John Ross, who was the previous holder of the combine record. And no disrespect to these people, being fast is really important. There's a term called speed. Speed kills in football. Having someone, if you ever play Madden and you have someone that has 98, 99 speed, I remember back in the day, Randy Moss had 99 speed. You run a go route every time to Randy Moss. Tom Brady had 99% accuracy. You would just run a go route. It was a guaranteed touchdown every time. Devin Hester on the old Madden games had 99 speed. And you would get him in a slot and just juke and fake and spin move everybody. And speed is important, but that works in video games. In real life, my experience is a lot of these guys that are real fast, that are track stars, first of all, Xavier Worthy is like 6'2", 160 pounds. And he's going to get absolutely rocked coming over the middle because he's not an X wide receiver. So you're going to have to line him up in the slot. What's going to happen? He's going to come across the slot. There's going to be someone that outweighs him by 100 pounds waiting for him over the middle. And that's going to end badly. I'm not an NFL GM, but I'm not as enamored as some are by these people that run these extremely low 40 times. I think to be a good wide receiver, you have to be able to run routes properly. I think that that's more important. I think Jerry Rice ran like a 4.6. I never, ever, 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 ever saw anyone catch Jerry Rice from behind. And it's the same with quarterbacks, too. I'm really not into these guys. I know my guy, Anthony Richardson, he ran a 4.4. I don't know if running 40 yards in a straight line is necessarily a predictor of success in the NFL. There are a lot of really fast cornerbacks who ran a 4.3 that were absolutely torched in the NFL repeatedly. Eli Apple, my guy from the Ohio State University, or Toast Apple, as I like to call him, is one of those people. Number four, Chop Robinson from Penn State. He's going to be an absolute stud. And you don't hear me, one thing, if you're new to the show, you're not going to hear me big up a lot of people from Penn State and Michigan as an Ohio State fan. I hate Penn State. I hate Michigan. I don't wish them ill will in their personal lives. But I've been watching Chop Robinson play coming off the edge for years. I saw him give Justin Fields hell. I saw him give Kyle McCord hell. This guy has an extreme motor. He's an absolute stud. He'll probably fall down to the early second round. This is a guy that you're going to put in as an outside rush linebacker or defensive end, like a hybrid. He's not as good as Micah Parsons, who also came from Penn State, but this guy is an absolute stud. He's going to be a 12, 13 sack a year type of guy. He's going to be a phenomenal player. I'm very, very high on him because I've seen him up close and what he's done to Ohio State the last 3 years. Number three, speaking about Ohio State, if there's anyone in this draft that I can guarantee beyond Caleb Williams is going to be a really good player, it's Marvin Harrison Jr. And that's not because I'm a Colts fan and had a Marvin Harrison Sr. Sports Illustrated poster in my room as a kid. It's not because Marvin Harrison Jr. went to the Ohio State University. I've just seen this guy play. I have never seen someone, and his comp in the NFL is Larry Fitzgerald. I've never seen someone as explosive as Marvin Harrison Jr. with the ability to run the routes that he can run and possessing the body control. Usually the guys, the tall guys, the Randy Mosses, the Calvin Johnsons, the Larry Fitzgeralds, those guys are great on the deep routes. They're great with the 50-50 balls. They have the 40-inch vertical. They have the speed. But Marvin Harrison runs routes like his father. He runs routes like Julian Edelman. He's that level of a route runner. You're talking about an amazing specimen that has all of the tools. Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be an absolute stud in the NFL. Rather Arizona drafts him, rather they trade down. Whoever comes up to get Marvin Harrison, I know that Arizona wants three number ones for him. I actually think that Marvin Harrison Jr. will be the best player in this draft, barring injury. I know people are upset with him because he didn't run at the combine and he didn't do a pro day. He doesn't have to run at the combine. He doesn't have to do. Did you see the tape on him versus Georgia before he took that hat shot? He absolutely abused the Georgia cornerbacks and defense, which were touted as the best defense in the country a couple of years ago in the de facto national championship, excuse me, the Peach Bowl. Number two, Caleb Williams is going to be a good player. I don't know if Caleb Williams is going to be a great player. I don't know if Caleb Williams is going to be the next Patrick Mahomes. I don't know if Caleb Williams is going to be a Hall of Famer. I don't know if Caleb Williams is going to be a Pro Bowler. I know that Caleb Williams is going to come in immediately. He's going to be better than Justin Fields. He's going to come in immediately. He's going to be better than Mitchell Trubisky. He's going to come in immediately, and he's going to be a guy that's able to throw 25, 26 touchdowns, 7 or 8 picks. He's going to give Chicago hope. I don't know if Chicago's going to go to the playoffs. I don't know if they're going to win 11 or 12 games. But having Caleb Williams on that roster stabilizes that roster and gives Chicago an opportunity to build. They have some talent on both sides of the ball. And Caleb Williams is going to be a good player. That I'm sure of. I don't know if he's going to be great, but he's going to be good. And number one, just as I'm sure that Caleb Williams is going to be good, I'm going to be honest. I don't think that Drake May, Jaden Daniels, Michael Penix Jr., J.J. McCarthy, and Bo Nix, I'm not sure that any of those guys are going to be good at all. I think it's going to depend where they land. It looks like that Jaden Daniels is going to Washington. And I know that Daniel Snyder is not there anymore, and he's not making the cheerleaders show him their tatas in the office, and you have better management. But that franchise has been a Charlie Foxtrot for about 25 years. Good luck with that. Drake May, I'm just not that high on him. I don't think he's that good. I saw UNC against Clemson. He looked bad. I've seen quite a few UNC games the last couple of years. He gets rattled. He looks the part. He looks like someone that could star in a movie playing a quarterback, but I just don't see it. Drake May seems like the type of guy that in 4 or 5 years, he's going to be on ESPN sitting next to Dan Orlovsky. Penix. I like Penix. Throws a beautiful ball. He's left-handed, so that's a little bit interesting from a strategic standpoint. But the difference is Penix against Michigan, where Michigan ran a scheme and had the talent to actually pressure him from different angles. Penix's footwork was bad. He was flustered. There's a term that I used to use with my friends on my chat talking about quarterback play, and the term was befuddlement. Penix was completely befuddled. And then you have J.J. McCarthy. J.J. McCarthy carved up my Buckeyes, but they only let him throw 8 times against Penn State when Jim Harbaugh was out. I don't know if J.J. McCarthy is the answer. And Bo Nix is like 25, 26 years old. He's older than half the NFL. Bo Nix is so old that he has a son that's hitting the transfer portal that was about to join him in Oregon. And I just don't trust these guys. And that's kind of my predictions for the NFL draft. I'm not sure that there's a lot of talent in this draft. We were touted that there were 5 or 6 really good quarterbacks. I think we're going to end up with 1 really good quarterback and 6 quarterbacks that, based on where they land, if they land with the right coaching staff and the right structure and the right leadership, maybe they can be good, maybe not. Howard University Radio Network's Sirius XM Channel 141.
You're listening to the Lance J Radio Network.